Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us now, University of Miami quarterback D'Eriq King. And D'Eriq transfers in from the University of Houston. And so a very exciting time for everybody, for D'Eriq King and for the University of Miami, and certainly for Hurricane fans. D'Eriq, welcome to Miami.
Appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Why, same question asked Quincy Roche. Why was this a good fit for you?
Everything about it, man. It's the U, first of all. So the history behind the program and where the program can be again is pretty appealing to me. And then hiring Coach Lashley, the offense that he runs, I think I fit good in offense. So it's just a perfect fit for me.
You have played a lot of games. You've got a lot of football under your belt. So you come in here as a very experienced player in a spread offense.
Yeah. Just playing my last 3 years starting quarterback at Houston. Got a lot of experience by that, and I think I can come here and help the guys that haven't played as much, and also help the guys that have played, and we can kind of meet in the middle and try to be dominant this season.
You have the ability to keep a play alive. I guess you can keep plays alive either through scheme where guys are open or the quarterback can do it. And you have that ability to keep a play alive and keep guys hot.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of my best traits of my game, just extending the play. The play is never dead with a mobile guy. And I think a lot of times when quarterbacks get outside the pocket, that's when a lot of big plays happen. So that's what I'm kind of proud of myself for doing.
Was it important to you, or how important was it to you to play in the Power 5 conference, to play in the ACC, or whether it was the SEC or Big 12? How important was that for you?
It was very important. Just coming from Houston, Houston is a great program, great conference, American Athletic Conference. I think it's underrated, honestly. But just coming to Power 5 and try to do the same things that I did in the last conference, I think it kind of be a bigger deal. So I'm excited to get going.
I would agree with you. Houston was a team that in the old days was an independent, then the Southwest Conference. They've always had great football tradition, and you played against some very good teams that were either in that conference or Power 5 teams such as Oklahoma.
Yeah. Played a lot of great teams over my 4 years there. Oklahoma, played them twice in my 4 years. Played Texas Tech, Louisville. So we had pretty good competition. And like I said, I think the conference is underrated. So I'm excited to be here. I'm looking forward to being a Miami Hurricane now.
Quarterbacks from Texas, they're the rage right now. Why is that?
Texas high school football is second to none. I'm sorry. I'm from Texas. I'm sorry to people that's from Florida. But I think the high school football down there, high school coaching that we get is second to none. We have everything that the college has as far as like facilities and training session during school, during fifth period and all that. So I think just we get an upper hand as far as coaching. But I'm just excited to be down here now.
You knew about Coach Lashley, though, right? He was at SMU. You probably knew he was at Auburn. What's that marriage going to be like for you?
Hopefully it'll be great. Playing against him the last couple of years, I seen what SMU offense did the last couple of times I played him, and I always thought I could succeed in that kind of offense. So hopefully coming here, get things rolling, starting on the right foot, and keep going.
How about the guys you come in to work with here? You got a group of receivers that have been here, offensive linemen, some of the guys on the offensive side of the ball. Have you had a chance to talk with them, work out with them? How is that going?
Of course. It's going really, really good. Just connecting with Pope Harley, D. Wiggins, throwing to Will Mallory, Brevin. Not Brevin because he's hurt right now, but as far as everybody else, just working with those guys has been pretty good. Trying to get close to the linemen right now. Me and Corey have a pretty good relationship. So just trying to work everything out, and we'll be fine. We'll be good.
Hurry-up offense, up-tempo offense. Why is that such a positive?
I think it's good in many ways. It keeps the defense guessing. The defense is always on the heels, and it allows us to take a lot of shots. And I feel like the defense gets tired more, and we'll be used to it and shape during the practice, during fall camp and all that. So it just creates big plays.
When you talk about the quarterback position, you talk about leadership. You embrace that part of the job, right?
Yes, sir. I think that's the number one trait of quarterback you have is leadership. And just coming here, obviously having to earn the team's respect. I've only been here for 2.5 weeks, so I'm still trying to do that. But I think it's got started off on a good foot.
You know, this is playing quarterback. I say this to every guy that comes here. Playing quarterback at Miami, it's probably a different animal. And people can say, well, you know, quarterback at Oklahoma or the quarterback at LSU. But in Miami, it's not only the quarterback at the University of Miami. I always think they get lumped in with Miami, which means Dan Marino, Bob Greasy, Vinny Testaverde for the Hurricanes, and Jim Kelly. It just means the tradition and history of quarterback in this city. Is that something you look forward to?
Of course. All those guys you just named are great quarterbacks. And I know coming here, I don't take it lightly. Being in Miami playing quarterback is some big shoes to fill. And I take that. I carry that with a chip on my shoulder. And I just come in the building, work hard, and try to prove everybody right.
Now, this was an offense a year ago that was hit and miss, but one of the areas they really struggled was third down. What do you think the key to winning on third down is?
Yeah, being good in third down, that means you got to be good on first and second down. So you can have negative plays to start off a drive, and usually you want to be the third and two, third and threes. You don't want to be third and seven, third and eight. So just having positive plays on early downs could help that.
Here's what I think helps on third down. A mobile quarterback.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a lot of teams like to drop a lot of guys in the zone to stop the pass on third down, but they never account for the quarterback. So it could be a 39, everybody's dropping out, then I find a little seam and try to go pick up the first down.
The hard thing to do in a quarterback room is pull everybody together. Everybody wants to play quarterback. Only one guy can do it. How is that relationship going with the guys that are here?
It's going great. Just meeting those guys. Like I said, I've only been here 2 weeks. So me, Cozy, Tate, Peyton, everybody. Everybody has a good relationship already. And every quarterback room I've ever been in my whole college career, we all had a great relationship. So obviously we got to come here and compete. I mean, nobody's has won a starting job yet. So everybody got to come here and compete. And I just think having a good quarterback room makes everybody better, just pushing each other. So I'm looking forward to it.
Derek King is our guest here on the show. Derek, quarterback, University of Miami. You had a bevy of receivers at Houston. You had guys that were tall. You had guys that were short. You had guys that were fast. You had guys that could run long, intermediate. What do you think you got here?
A little bit of everything, honestly. Of course, you got D. Wiggins outside, a long receiver that can really, really run. Harley and Pope. Pope is a great route runner. Harley can blaze as fast as anybody I've seen so far. And you got a great tight end. You got two great tight ends, three really good tight ends that I think we'll use a lot this year. So, and also you got great backs. And the most important of all, the O-line, everybody's back. So just a second year of getting the win under them, and all five men back is great. It's great for the offense.
You played wide receiver. Played wide receiver at Houston. You were one of the leading receivers. Do you think that will help you connect with the guys that are here since you played that position?
Yeah, of course. A lot of people don't want to admit it, but I think wide receivers have the hardest practice. All they do is run every single day. And me playing a position, I think I could relate to those guys in that sense and know where they want the ball, certain routes. When they're going over the middle, they want it low and just take care of the receivers. Me playing it, I think it can help a lot.
There are not a lot of quarterbacks that on their resume have a kick return for a touchdown.
Yeah, my freshman year, I kind of did a little bit of everything, punt return, kick return, and one game, Texas State just seen the crease and I took it to the crib. Yes, sir.
Your thought on maybe you've looked at the schedule. I don't know how much you know about the ACC, the competition you're going to face. Of course, Florida State is, you know, a game we all circle, but what do you think about some of the teams you're going to face in the ACC?
I think it's a great conference. Obviously, Clemson's been on top for a long time now. But I think it's a good all-around conference. You got to come out and play every single week. You can't take anybody lightly. And I haven't played any of these teams outside Louisville, so I don't know much about them yet, but I'll learn pretty quickly.
There is one team on the schedule you did play, right? Temple.
Yeah, I played Temple. Yeah. Played Temple, I think, three times out of my 4 years, and we got them week one, so I'm looking forward to that matchup. And Temple is a really, really, really good team. A lot of people sleep on them, but I'm wide awake. I know what they're about. I know they're tough as nails, so I'm looking forward to the matchup.
Quincy said he got you one time.
I don't remember that. I'm not going to admit that, but I do remember playing against him. He was in the game plan. I have to know where he was at all times. He's a great player. I'm glad I'm not playing against him anymore.
All right, spring football is going to start here at the end of February, so right around the corner, knocking on the door. It's going to extend for probably into April. What are some of the things you want to do in spring football? What's going to be important to De'Aaron King in spring football?
Just getting a connection with the team. It's a new system, so obviously it's going to take some time so everything start clicking. So I think that'll come with time. So just getting a connection with the team and getting my connection down with the receivers.
What's it like to put that U on all the time?
Man, it's crazy. It's surreal for me to be here right now. I'm very excited. I know the history behind the program, and I'm excited to try to help it get back to where it's been.
Part of that history is also going to be a part of the program. Ed Reed is here as part of the program. That's got to be fun to be around. He's going to be fun to be around, but probably maybe fun's not the right word. Inspirational.
Yeah, no doubt. Ed Reed is the best safety of all time in my eyes. Just him. The hiring of him in this program is great. You know, I think he'll help us tremendously, just his knowledge and experience, and I'm looking forward to it.
When you made the commitment to the University of Miami, you made a commitment to a head coach, Manny Diaz. Why was that? Why was he the right guy for you?
Coach Diaz is a great guy, first of all. Just meeting him on my official visit, I could tell he was a good person first, and also he's a great coach. I know what he does with the defense every single year. So me playing with a great defense was up there on my list. So just meeting him and the things he do with defense kind of persuaded me to come here.
Derek, thank you. I look forward to calling lots of your touchdowns.
Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.